Welcome, everybody. It's Mark Steiner right here on this very special broadcast as we inch our way into the new year. And that time of the month again for us, that means that it's time for Chauncey Whitehead, Miss Ernestine Shepherd, and Rhonda Silver joining us for this monthly walk that happens, and also kind of a roundup of the year, for their activities, what they've done the last 2 years. Chauncey Whitehead, of course, the fitness trainer and activist, president of CDW Health and Wellness. Miss Ernestine Shepherd, the personal trainer and professional model. And back at, and she was once, still is, the oldest bodybuilder, competitive bodybuilder in America when she turned the age of 77. Rhonda Silva's with us, division administrator of the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland's Marlene and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center, and manages a program that provides free breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer screenings for uninsured women and men from the ages of 40 to 64 who live in the city of Baltimore. And good to have you all back.
Oh, good to be here, Mark. Good morning, Baltimore.
Wonderful.
So we were talking before we went into this, Chauncey, this is the... 2 years now?
2 years. 2 years. We are going to end our second year of Baltimore City Community Health Walks, and we're going to be going into our third year nonstop. No month we take off. We walk and we talk for the community. Yep.
But 2 years. I mean, so it's like the first Saturday of – most of the time the first Saturday of every month?
We try to make it the first Saturday of every month. But as you know, our celebrity and our honored Mama Ernestine there travels a lot, as you probably have seen. You know, and so sometimes it can vary. But we make sure we don't miss a month because we're here for the community.
Yes.
One of our models and mantras is that our illnesses don't take a month off, so why should we? So we're here for the community, January through December every year.
And I ran to Miss Ernestine at the train station.
She was working.
One Saturday morning at like
six
a.m.
How about
catching that early train.
She was working.
I was on my way to New York,
and
she was on her way to Delaware.
Delaware, yes.
She's busy, but we're so blessed, aren't we, Rhonda, that every month she still will make a commitment to walk with us.
The motivation to get us all out there.
You know, just once a month.
So you have we have one coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, we have one coming up this Saturday, January the 2nd at Druid Hill Park. And it's great because this could be your resolution walk.
Uh-oh.
You know, Friday is the 1st. The 31st is that Thursday. You can drink, eat, be merry, relax on that Friday, and then join us on that Saturday to start your new walk toward a healthier lifestyle.
So,
absolutely.
Same time as usual?
Same time as usual. 7:30 a.m. sharp. And if you come a little early, you can see one of the most beautiful sunrises that you can imagine. I took a picture at our last walk, Mark, and I posted it. People loved it because you could see the sunrise coming over over Baltimore City, and it's just unbelievable. So if you come a little bit early, about 7 o'clock, you can watch the sun come up with me.
So, you know, Ms. Ernest, you know, you've been doing this for a long time with Chauncey these last 2 years, right?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean to you?
It means so much to me to get out each month and walk with the community. I always tell people that if you can't do anything else, you can walk. That is so healthy. It helps out with so many illnesses that you could have. And people say, well, I just can't get out because my leg hurts or this bothers me. But don't you know, Mark, I had my leg hurting one day, but don't you know I got out there and
I
walked?
I remember that day.
Yes, you did.
I kept going.
And you were still moving, even with that bad leg.
I kept going. And I want people to know that you can still move. I didn't say you have to go fast, but just walk. Do something.
You know, it's amazing. Ms. Ernestine, is just, I guess next year, we've talked about this, you'll be 80 next year?
Yes,
80.
Yes.
80
years old.
And
still bodybuilding, still training people.
That's right.
And just as fly as you want to be.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
And it just happens that her birthday and the third anniversary of the walk are all going to be, you know, coming within 30 days of one another. And so we are really looking forward to her 80th celebration of life and the third year of community walks coming within 30
days. And you know what you're saying, Chauncey, but I just realized the third year of the walk is July the 16th.
That's right.
And my birthday is June the 16th.
I already figured that out.
Wow.
I already figured that out. 30 days. And we are, you know, we are planning something special, not only for Amara and Esteen, but for the Baltimore community, Marcus. We want to thank the more than 1,000 walkers that have participated, that have come out to walk with us. We've had politicians, celebrities, and just regular folk to come out to fellowship with us, to walk with us. And some of the different themes we've had, donating clothes, socks, school books. The community has really shown up and showed out for these community walks, and we want to thank them come next year too.
And I think that from the Baltimore City Cancer Program at University, we are just so thankful, number one, to be given the opportunity to be part of such a great organization, a great, you know, camaraderie. And Mark, thank you for allowing us to broadcast this and get it across to the community at large, to tell folks about being healthy, getting out there, getting your screenings done, getting your cancer, know about your family factors, and knowing that exercise will make a major difference, whether it's walking 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, it's worth it. So come on out, y'all. Just keep coming out with us each and every month and being a part of just this wonderful group of folks.
That's true. That's so true, Rhonda. And other cities are taking note. On social media, I've had inboxes, how can we get a walk started in our city, St. Louis? I've had these different people contact me because they see what we are doing here in Baltimore on a consistent basis. Every single month, just getting out, walking and talking, and also servicing some of the needs within the city just via the walks, because you don't have a lab coat on, you don't have a suit and tie, you just have your sweats, and you're just talking, and that's what it's all about. That's what a community is all about.
That's right.
Yeah.
So one of the things, this is important, I mean, when we talked about this walk for a number of reasons, I mean, A, the act of walking itself, and we talked about this in the show earlier in the year, because every month we do our little program to before you have the walk, because every walk has a different theme, different things are going on, and that the act of walking, even 15, 20 minutes a day, the act of walking with a friend and having that dialogue with somebody,
That's
also adds to your mental and physical health. People don't realize that.
Truly it does. And I think, Mark, you and I also had a conversation about a study that was out that mentioned that. And just recently, one of my clients had sent me an article as it relates to runners. And Amara and Esteen and I are marathon runners. I'm not asking anyone to be a marathon runner.
Right.
But they were talking about the spiritual and the inner high that runners get, and the fellowship from just being out there. And it's the same thing with walking. You know, you just feel good. And when you're having that conversation with someone else, and you leave and you say goodbye. And one of the things Ma Ernestine stresses at our walk, everybody gets a hug.
Everybody gets a hug.
And it's amazing some of the people that have walked up and they look like, oh, we got to walk. And then when she hugs them, and then Rhonda comes and hugs them, and then I'm hugging them, then everyone hugs. And then all of a sudden they're like, you know what? This walk may not be too bad.
Right.
It's amazing.
And we see the same folks each and every week, and everyone's trying to bring another partner with them to come out and say, come on, y'all, come on.
That's right. That's true.
You know, I've been doing some research on this stuff, and there's a study at the University of Nebraska that showed that walking and talking actually helps fight the onset of dementia.
Believe
it? Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that walking itself and thinking and walking and talking helps creativity. That kind of this activity together has so much to do with just your whole life and well-being.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just people don't realize how deep that is. You don't have to make a marathon run.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And that is one thing Amara and Esteen stresses, that we don't encourage anybody. We really don't want anyone to run on these walks. We want them to walk.
To walk,
to talk. And also, you know, if you don't know anybody, introduce yourself to somebody new there. You know, have a conversation. You know, going back to old school where you did, you know, come up to people and introduce yourself.
Right.
That's what we want.
But, you know, most walkers are very, very happy. We'll be walking along. Someone has come down beside us. We don't even know them. You stop and you say, good morning.
Oh, yeah.
How are you? We speak to everyone. And it's not just anything that you're making up. It's because you feel great. And then as for walking, if you're depressed about something,
yep.
Lord have mercy. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
And get out there and walk. Oh, it changes
everything. And put some music on sometimes, and that's so relaxing.
Oh, yes, yes.
What I've enjoyed is that we are not doing the same thing every month, walking the same place, the same around the same circle. Sometimes it's 3 miles, sometimes it's 4.5 miles.
Yeah, yeah, when Mama gets crazy, sometimes it's 5 miles.
That was,
Mark, we had an excellent walk.
November.
Last month.
November was a great one. It was a good one.
That was 4.5.
Yeah. That was wonderful, and no one complained.
Nobody complained.
No, it was
the weather
wonderful.
Was beautiful. Everyone enjoyed the walk up and down the hills. And one of the things you said, too, Ron, is that, you know, we all talk to each other. We speak. But we also speak to the walkers that aren't walking with our
That's
group.
True. That's
We've had
true.
So many people come over and say, you know, is this a closed group? I'm like, no. You know, we're saying hello, and we encourage everybody out in the park, and we encourage them to come walk with us. And if you don't walk with us, walk with somebody. That's what it's all about. This is not a select group. We are out there, and we're out there fellowshipping and encouraging everyone we run into, everyone that we meet in the park and outside of the park, to just get moving.
You know, and it's important before we to get into the question of the relationship you all have.
Mm-hmm.
And how that developed, and the what you developed, Chauncey, and Miss Ernestine with Rhonda, and the cancer program. This is a very intense relationship you all developed, Rhonda.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's been a wonderful one because we have found that getting out there, getting the word out, and just combining the word about cancer screening, exercise, nutrition. The three of us bring something to the table that is so. So wonderful for people to hear that this is the way you have to go if you want to stay healthy.
That's right, and the relationship is beneficial to all parties, because sometimes as fitness professionals, people will ask us questions that are so outside of our realm, you know, as relates to cancer, this, that, whatever.
Yes.
And we thought that, you know, what about bringing in a permanent partner or partners that want to come out and walk with us and address
right.
some of these issues without the lab coat, Mark, or without the seminar, or and
talking
and
on the level of what
conversation
people can understand.
Right.
And that's what we bring to the table.
And that's why we love this partnership. We love the partnership.
So I'm curious, in these 2 years you all have been doing this together, have you actually discovered people who then want to follow up with what they've found on these walks?
Everyone that I've spoke to, I have not seen that they have not followed up. We have talked, we have conversated, and I've not seen. I even had someone who even emailed me afterwards and said, "Hey, can I ask you one more question?"
Oh, that's great.
You know, and it's fantastic.
Oh, it definitely is, and that's why we're out there. You know, because. I do believe that when you dress a person down and they're comfortable and they're walking, Mark, like the study said, and you're just relaxed, you're more likely to ask the question you really want to ask. Mm-hmm. And that's because one of our other permanent partners, the University of Maryland Patients Program.
Yes.
And it's trying to get the researchers to understand how to ask the right question. And if you meet an individual where they're at, and you make them comfortable, they're going to ask the right question. And that's what it's all about. So I think we're out here walking with the Baltimore City Cancer Program, and the community is walking. They're a little bit more less conscious of what they have on and the environment. And they're like, hey, you know, Rhonda, what about this checkup? Or can I come in? They're just feeling good because they're out there walking.
Yeah.
And the other part, you know, I was thinking about this. You two always talk about this, Ms. Ernestine, about it doesn't matter. One of the beautiful things about this walk is it doesn't matter what shape you think you're in.
That's right.
What your body looks like.
Right.
This is not about prancing and primping around.
No.
Right?
No, it is not.
No, no.
Mm-mm. And do you know some of the ladies at the gym, I trained them, and they've come out to the walk. They said, Miss Ernestine, I never thought I could ever walk 3 miles.
right.
And then some of them say, how many are we going to do today? Can we do maybe 5? I said, well, we'll just take it slowly. We don't want to rush into it because we want to make certain that everyone can continue the walk and get through. And as I mentioned, the route that we had taken last month.
Oh, she killed him, Mark.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. He killed us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was
so
much fun.
I said, where are we going? But it was fun, and we kept up with each other.
We did.
We encouraged each other. Mm-hmm. The ones who were further behind us, we waited a little bit and say, come on, you can do
it. That's right.
And
I'm always there at the end at the reception table, as I call it, because we also encourage individuals that cannot walk, Mark, to come to the walk and just hang out at the reception table with LaVest and I. We have great conversation. We'll encourage you, and we'll try to find a fitness activity that you can participate in. And when you get back from the walk, so you know I'm going to be right there screaming and clapping. LaVest and I are going to be making noise when you're done. And that's what it's all about. Everybody wants to hear that. And I'm also proud of a lot of the community things, you know, the donations yesterday.
Right.
Yes.
I had a woman that looked at our social media page, and she wanted to make a donation, some socks. She couldn't come to the walk, so I met her, and she gave us four big bags of purchased socks.
You know,
so people are paying attention not only to the movement, but the community activism things that we do.
I remember the November walk. That was
November.
That it was interesting that you said the one. I remember this. The one thing that people have the least of when they go to places to buy clothes, people who are poor or homeless, are socks.
Are socks.
Right.
Yeah, we take it, it for granted.
People take pants and coats,
and everything else.
But no socks.
No socks.
That's right.
And no warm socks. And it's something that, you know, when you think about you as a person, if you're warm and your feet ain't right, that's a miserable feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you're just not. And the community, the way they responded with the socks. Mark, for men and women, warm socks, it just was beautiful. People that couldn't even walk, they were dropping off socks for us. And that's what a community is all about. It's not always just if you can participate, fine. But if you can't, come on in, you know, make a donation, come by, get a hug, just drop on by. That's why we're out here every month.
But, you know, one thing that I stress, I do not, definitely do not want anyone to give us any money.
Absolutely not.
That is a no-no.
Hmm.
All we want are just items that we can pass on
to someone else.
And then you know that they're getting them, and you don't have that problem of saying, what did you do with that dollar?
Yeah.
What did you do with that? So all I want are just things that we can use. And I'll say this, Mark. I walk every morning out to 33rd Street and right to all the way to Hillman from Druid Hill Park. There's a man that's been sitting out there for years. I call him Honey Bunny. I love him. And I don't know why he's out there. But don't you know, each time I walk past him when I'm coming back, I don't do it until I'm coming back, I have something for him. And you should see that look in his face.
Wow.
It brings joy to me.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful. So one lady said, why are you giving that man that? He isn't anything. He isn't anything but a hobo. I said, I don't know what you mean when you say hobo. He's a human being.
That's right.
I don't know why he's here, but I want to help as much as I can. And don't you know? He's even giving me a hug.
Oh, there we go.
That's
all
right.
That's it. And that is what
it's
all
about.
That's
about people.
That's exactly right.
That's what it's
exactly.
All about.
Right, Rhonda.
Because some people, when we're at the walk, they're like, they'll see us and we're encouraging. Like I said before, we're encouraging other walkers or people out there participating in other events because it's not just about the Baltimore City Community Health Walkers. It's like Ma said, we're human beings. We're in this fight and we're in this life together, you know, and that's what it's
about. And what I've noticed is that even though we've increased the amount of miles that we are doing, we're still finishing in the same amount of time.
So you've gotten hip to Miss Ernestine now. You know what she's trying to do now.
I know. You hear that, Mark? You hear that? I have something for you here.
Yeah.
I know.
Is there a theme to this Saturday's walk?
Well, this Saturday's walk is resolution walk.
Oh, if you said that earlier. I'm sorry.
Just bring your
two feet
and your resolution list because we're going to mark it up for you. You know, so this is the theme, is that this is the day you start. It's a Saturday. The first Saturday in the month actually falls on the second. So you can party, like I said, on Thursday. You can relax on Friday, and you can get your shoes together and come out and walk right. on the second with us. It's the first Saturday in January, the first Saturday of the rest of your Saturdays for the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Mm.
And then another thing, my little thing that I'm thinking about for this year coming in, I've followed a creed by Christian D. Lawson for years, but there are a few little lines I'm going to tell you. I'm hoping that this year people will not let anything disturb their peace of mind. Promise themselves that they're going to be strong, to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person that they meet. And the last thing, spend so much time in improving yourself that you don't have time to criticize others.
Amen to that.
And I'm going to add that this year I'm going to hopefully encourage more folks to be more conscientious about getting their annual screenings for their colorectal, breast, and cervical, because early detection does save lives. And being health conscientious and being family conscientious of your health history, it just doesn't take, out of 365 days, what does it take for one day just to have a screening done,
yes.
just to make sure that you're okay moving forward?
That really is important. I mean, like this, it can come on you so fast, and even know that.
Just come right on you so fast. And that's why it's, you know, as Rhonda was saying, you know, to be aware. And I think when you're in the fellowship of other individuals that are talking about and helping you keep that awareness, it will make it a lot easier for you to get those exams.
Absolutely.
And I think that to me is one of the beauties of this walk, as we talked about earlier,
yes.
is that, A, there's always this theme that has to do with health in our community,
mm-hmm.
you know, something to
mm-hmm.
do with that. There are always people who are health professionals that are walking and talking, not preaching, not taking your pulse,
not
putting a blood pressure cuff on you.
No.
Just there to have a conversation. And I think because health and the idea that you look at this as this kind of health is this holistic way.
That's right. Absolutely. Because that's the only way. And I do believe, I truly believe in my mantra, you know, a community that walks together, mm-hmm. talks together. And that's how we're going to, you know, we're all going to get out of the different things that we got going on is to
right.
get out, have a walk, have a talk about it. And it doesn't even have to be the community walk. I try to encourage people, make your own community walk in your community, at your home. Grab, even during this, during the nice weather, you know, go out for a walk, have a talk. Have a talk with your mother. Have a talk with your father, your brother, your sister, you know, anybody. Just walk.
Right.
And staying outside.
Oh yes.
Even if it's cold, wrap up.
Yeah,
we teach them how to wrap up too.
Teach them
how to
wrap
up. Your walk takes place no matter what the weather is.
No matter what
it can be raining.
It can be
snow on the ground, it can be cold.
Yep, we've been out. We'll be going
90
into
degrees.
Our 29th consecutive month. 29th consecutive
wow.
month. That's just truly a blessing.
Wow.
The most important thing is to wear the proper shoes.
Oh, definitely.
Supportive type shoes, and that will allow you to enjoy no matter how many miles
we have to
walk.
You're absolutely right, Rhonda.
But guess what? Guess what, Ma?
What's that?
You know what? I haven't been able to pull out Pinky this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Pinky.
It's been too warm.
Yeah, that's my snowsuit.
Yeah,
when
the
it
snowsuit.
Gets
yeah, when it gets
I have to get Pinky out. Pinky's been coming out for years.
Yes, it came out in November last year, not this year.
No, and you may not be able to do it if the weather holds up for this January the 2nd.
Second,
I know.
I'm telling you.
There'll be
yeah.
no Pinky either.
No Pinky.
No.
You know?
Maybe February. We'll get it in, I'm sure.
You think,
yeah,
you think
I agree with
Pinky
you, Rhonda.
In.
We will get Pinky will make an appearance.
Yes.
We may be like Florida up north now.
or forbid, it could be Pinky may come out in March if we have
right.
a long. So, you know, let's
right.
be careful here. Pinky
right,
might come
right,
out.
Right.
Pinky, I forgot about Pinky.
Oh, you know Pinky's right there
oh,
waiting.
Yeah. She came out in November last year. I remember that.
Pinky's sad.
And, you know, I think the part about this, Walter, also, I mean, a lot of people do show up.
Oh, they do. Yes,
oh,
yes,
gosh.
Yes. They truly do.
Amazing.
From all walks of
and,
life.
And walking through Geordie Hill Park, and I think that's a really important piece too. It's such a beautiful space.
I believe. Do we have someone coming from Virginia, Alexander?
Oh, we have.
Somewhere?
We have individuals. You know, we have one individual that faithfully comes up from Prince George County.
Yes.
Every single month. And we have another individual that at least every other month that comes up from D.C.
We have individuals
that come that far to fellowship. And then they tell us when they get here, they wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and to drive 95 in that bad traffic, 45 to 50 mm-hmm. minutes to come
right.
and fellowship. And then when I see after they've walked with Miss Ernestine and I see their face and they're saying the goodbye hugs, it was worth it. It was the best 45 minutes of the day. And that's what it's all about. You know, we encourage people. If it's a 45-minute drive or a 5-minute walk from across the street to Geordie Hill, come on over, walk with us.
On.
I guarantee you we will make your day a whole lot better.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And so this Saturday?
This Saturday, Geordie Hill Park, tennis court area, 7:30 a.m. sharp. Come at 7 to watch the sunrise with me if you like. Mm-hmm. 7:30 a.m. We walk anywhere between 3 miles and 5 miles. If you cannot walk, you can stay at the reception table with LaVesta and I, have some fun, and talk.
Well, Saturday, be there. Yes. Start the year off right.
That's it. Resolution Walk.
Good people.
Resolution Walk.
And to keep this thing rolling 29 months in a row,
That's
this
it.
Community
yes.
active community fitness activism has been going on.
That's it.
Building fellowship and building community and building health. Chauncey Whitehead, fitness trainer, activist, the president and founder of CDW Health and Wellness, Ernest C. Shepherd, personal trainer, professional model, and became the world's oldest competitive bodybuilder at age 77. And wait till next year when we have the 80th birthday celebration
yes.
in the park.
Yes, yes.
And Rhonda Silver, division administrator for Baltimore City Cancer Program at the Marlene and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center, where she manages the program that provides free breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer. For people 40 to 64 years old. Thank the three of you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Right. And see you Saturday morning.
See you Saturday morning, community.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information, www.mecu.com.